on the highest authority. No, she's waiting down in the foyer. I thought I'd better nip round here and warn you. Warn me? Warn me about what? I don't have any other appointments this morning. Who is this lady? Have you ever heard of Lady Esmeralda Weatherwax? No. Should I? Famous patron of the opera. Conservatories all over the place, said Nanny. Pots of money, too. Really? But I'm due to, Bucket looked out of the window. There was a coach and four horses outside. It had so much rococo ornamentation on it that it was surprising it ever managed to move. Well, he began again. It is really very She ain't the sort of person who likes to be kept waiting, said Nanny, with absolute honesty. And then, because Granny had been getting on her nerves all morning, and the initial embarrassment at Mrs. Palm's still rankled, and there was a streak of mischief in Nanny a mile wide, she added, They say she was a famous courtesan in her younger days. They say she didn't like to be kept waiting then either. Retired now, of course. So they say. You know, I visited most of the major opera houses and I never heard the name, mused Bucket. Ah, I heard she likes to keep her donations secret, said Nanny. Mr. Bucket's mental compass once again swung around to point due money. You'd better show her up, he said. I could perhaps give her a few minutes. No one ever gave Lady Esmeralda less than half an hour, said Nanny, and gave Bucket a wink. I'll go and fetch her, shall I? She bustled away, towing Walter behind her. Mr. Bucket stared after her. Then, after a moment's thought, he got up and checked the set of his moustache in the mirror over the fireplace. He heard the door open and turned with his finest smile in place. It faded only slightly at the sight of Sal Zeller, ushering the impressive bulk of Basilica in front of him. The little manager and interpreter fussed along beside him like a tugboat. Signor Basilica, said Bucket. I trust the dressing rooms are to your satisfaction? Basilica gave him a blank smile while the interpreter spoke in Brindisian and then replied, Signor Basilica says they are fine, but the larder isn't big enough, he said. Ah, ha, 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 said Bucket, and then stopped when no one else laughed. In fact, he said hurriedly, Signor Basilica will, I'm sure, be very happy to hear that our kitchens have made a special effort to... There was another knock at the door. He hurried across and opened it. Granny Weatherwax stood there, but not for long. She pushed him aside and swept into the room. There was a choking noise from Enrico Basilica. Which one of you is Bucket? She demanded. Me. Granny removed a glove and extended her hand. So sorry,